Oh, can I add my welcome to everyone else's? I'm Tony Thompson. I'm the leader of Hope Church, and it's my privilege to be sharing God's word with you this morning. We're in the middle of a series looking at the purpose of the church and how do we achieve that purpose. And this morning, the particular focus that I have is about mission. However, just to recap, I started this series a few weeks ago by declaring that the purpose of the church is to bring heaven to earth. As Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, our citizenship is in heaven. We are a colony of heaven here on earth, like Philippi was a colony of Rome. And the inhabitants of Philippi were Roman citizens. And that was far more important to them than their local allegiances. They were seeking to bring Rome to Philippi. And we're called to do the same. Our citizenship is in heaven. And we're meant to bring heaven down to earth. As Jesus taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's the purpose of the church. That's what we're called to do together. That is our mission. And we built on that in the subsequent weeks. Heaven is about worship. You read in Revelation, what's going on in heaven? Worship. Worship of the Lamb. Worship of God. Therefore, worship is key to us fulfilling our purposes here on earth. We're also challenged by John to be disciple makers, a lifelong process of making better, mature Christians, not just more Christians, but mature Christians. He memorably talked about how mature Christians are ones that reflect the life of heaven here on earth. And us being a battleship rather than a cruise liner. Then last week, John Adams talked about over the centuries, Christians have used various spiritual disciplines to help us draw close to God, which we need to do if we're going to represent God and bring heaven here on earth. All those sermons are available on our website and in various other different ways. But this morning, what I want to do is develop that theme of the purpose of the church further and to use another, a different biblical picture, this time looking at the fact that we are the church as God's temple. Elizabeth, in her sermon on worship, introduced the picture of the tabernacle and the temple. At the very beginning of the formation of the nation of Israel, as they were led out of Egypt on the journey to the promised land, God told them to build a tent that would be a place where they met with God. Whenever anyone wanted to meet directly with God, they would go into the tent of meeting, also known as the tabernacle. And every detail of that tent was prescribed. The most important element was that it was the place where heaven came to earth. The place heaven and earth came together. If you entered the tabernacle, it was as if you were entering heaven itself. It was where you found God. And centuries later, when Israel was established in the promised land, the king David wanted to replace the tabernacle with a permanent building. This was built by his son, Solomon, who built the temple, which replaced the tabernacle and became the new place where heaven and earth came together. As with the tabernacle, when you enter the temple, you're entering heaven itself. The temple became the place where you met with God. However, access was limited. The outer court was for Gentiles and women, the inner court for Jewish men. Then in the temple itself, only priests And at the very centre, the Holy of Holies, the chief priest entered just once a year. And importantly, the New Testament uses temple imagery to describe the church. In the beginning of John's Gospel, we're told the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us, literally tabernacled amongst us. The Word, God himself, became man and lived amongst us. Jesus was the embodiment of the temple, the tabernacle. Heaven came to earth in the person of a man, Jesus. And this theme is found throughout the gospel. For example, this is John chapter 2, after the cleansing of the temple. The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." They replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you're going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. And maybe it's not too surprising to think that heaven came to earth in the person of Jesus. That's at the heart of all that we believe as Christians. However, the early church went further. This is Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth. In chapter 3, he says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple." The same thought is repeated in chapter 6. "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who's in you, whom you receive from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore,